This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
South Dakota is moving forward with infrastructure projects and state employee raises.
Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem laid out a plan on Tuesday to spend an unprecedented amount of money in raises for state employees, teachers, and health care providers, as well as shore up infrastructure projects. South Dakota is receiving billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. Noem also recommended saving 14% of budget reserves. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, has decided not to cooperate with the Congressional Committee investigating January 6. The panel said Tuesday it is prepared to pursue contempt charges against him. Democrat Bernie Thompson, chairman of the House of Representatives Select Committee, said in a statement that the panel would take action if Meadows fails to show up for a deposition scheduled for Wednesday. For more information, join us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As mainstream media first reported the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is. So it's less transmissible than delta. And in fact, we have a lot of herd immunity in the United States now. Perhaps two-thirds of Americans have had COVID, mostly asymptomatically. It's not going to be fertile ground here to spread against delta. So as much as we might want it, because it's so mild, to use as virtually an infectious vaccine, it's not going to do that. It very likely will not take over Delta, yeah, but it will just be on its own.
Some of the early reactions to Omicron, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the number of U.S. Omicron cases is likely to rise. New York Democrat Governor Hochul ordered some New York hospitals to halt elective surgeries over the new variant. New York City's mayor announced a vaccine mandate in the private sector 2 days after Christmas. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, just checking an update on what's happening with those that participated in the January 6th alleged insurrection. Amazing that it's still referred to as that. But, okay, that's what the media wants to say that it is. And it says, since supporters of then-President Donald Trump swarmed the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, and even the identifier that they were supporters, I mean, clearly there's been evidence that there was a mix of people. They weren't all 100% Donald Trump supporters. Predominantly they were, but there were also some agitators, that came from the FBI, you know. So, but all that stuff, it stays in kind of the realm of the conspiratorial unfairly, because this is not fairly being presented, because all this look-see, you know, this commission, January 6th commission that's being done by Congress right now, it's all with a conclusive mindset. They've already got the final paper written. They're just trying to, you know, fill in the spaces so where it can justify the conclusion, much the same way as the Warren Commission did with the assassination of JFK, right? So here we are, 719 people so far have been arrested and charged with crimes, and if that's not enough, the FBI is seeking the public's help to identify people who took part in one of the most documented crimes in U.S. history. There's something like, I think, 14,000 hours yet of unreleased video that the FBI has, and I guess that's not enough, but now they want, you know, neighbors to tell on their fellow neighbors and you know, call the FBI and have their neighbor arrested. I mean, this is unbelievable. Well, like I say, it's good to have you here with us, and we have Veronica Kirilenko is back with us, a research associate at the defense consulting firm GeoStrategies, and located in Arlington, Virginia. Veronica, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Have you? I know that you and I talked about this January 6th alleged insurrection and this whole process of American citizens being basically, you know, they've become political prisoners, many without due process. They haven't really been charged. They're too many have been kept in solitary confinement. I mean, the extreme punishment and the heavy hand of the government upon everyday citizens is it just seems to be extraordinary, isn't it? Did I lose you, Veronica? Okay.
Bill, hello. I'm sorry, yeah, you know, disappeared for a couple of. I just.
Well, it was probably the.
Oh my gosh, yes, I was just about to say that. Probably they're listening to you and they know that you're spreading this very, very dangerous, I don't know, propaganda they believe, or maybe some terrorist plots. because evidently you and me are domestic terrorists in their eyes, just for questioning their tactics.
Yeah, we're just asking questions here, you know, as to what happened. I mean, we've seen video, and of course, it's quite interesting. CNN, of all people, just did their version of January 6th. And I think it was to counter what Tucker Carlson had presented. Tucker Carlson obviously raised the ire of a couple of people there who were regular contributors, Chris Hayes and Jonah. What's Jonah's last name? I'm sorry, having a Biden moment here. Jonah Goldberg, and they got upset, and they said, we don't want anything to do with Fox anymore. And they went to management and said, you need to get rid of Tucker Carlson, because he's looking at January 6th and asking questions the rest of us are, and we're trying to get an objective understanding of what happened, because it's such a clear contrast. You know, months before, you had Black Lives Matter, Antifa, you know, really attack the Capitol and attack D.C., caused all this destruction, probably 10, 15 times more destruction and property damage than what happened on January the 6th, and very little happened, you know, to them. And then here we are, fast forward 7-8 months later, January 6th rolls along, and in many cases you're seeing the Capitol Police welcoming the assembler, you know, the people that were there, welcoming them into the Capitol building. And of course, then you also see footage where there was conflict and people were being attacked. And certainly, you know, we've always maintained if you broke the law, then you get due process and you pay the consequence. But if you didn't break the law and you still need to be adjudicated, get due process, but you don't need to be kept on ICE in solitary confinement and being indoctrinated and allowed to be released if you profess any disloyalty to Donald Trump and you admit that you broke the law, then you get out of jail, I guess, is the opportunity, or that's what's set before these political prisoners.
Well, I agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
I mean, it's amazing that here we are and this far down the road, and then you have a congressional commission where you've got the chair of the committee saying that if anybody, how dare they invoke the Fifth Amendment? If they do, they're going to take, he's going to accept that as their admission of guilt. I mean, is this insane? And that's okay. And then you've got a Republican who is the vice chair of this committee, which most Republicans have stepped away from, and that's Liz Cheney. And she says nothing. She's going to allow this, you know, to be happening in a congressional commission, that if you invoke the Fifth Amendment, that you know, the chair is going to deem you guilty. I mean, and this is what this all points out to me, Veronica, is that, you know, we knew this from the very beginning, is the Democrats and this commission, they already concluded, they have already, they don't want due process. All this other stuff is just show. We'll go ahead and act like we asked questions, went through it. This is like the Warren Commission that happened after the JFK assassination. They already knew what the conclusion was going to be. And all they had to do was just get enough evidence that they could bend and twist to reinforce their conclusion, and it's okay. And you see the same thing happening, at least by my observation, this is what seems to be happening again, sadly.
Yes, Bill, I wish I could contribute some more information on that topic, but I've been focusing on the Biden's absolutely unconstitutional, illegal vaccine mandates for the people for the last couple of, I don't know, for the last couple of months.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No worries.
And I do want to talk to you about it, because we've got last Tuesday a judge blocked the last remaining Biden admin COVID vaccine rule, right?
Well, yeah, that happened. The very last mandate, the very last ruling came yesterday, I'm just working on this topic right now. I'm writing on it today. judge in Georgia, he blocked the Biden's vaccine mandate nationwide for the federal contractors, and there are millions of them working for the federal government as contractors. So this mandate blocked, and last week judges similarly.
We'll address that more on the other side of the break. Stay with
us. You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with Veronica Kirilenko. She's a research associate at the defense consulting firm Geostrategies Analysis. And a story that she's been following up on, this is incredible. A man was forced to take COVID shot to receive a lung transplant. And then he dies after the second dose. Can you imagine? Veronica, what a heartbreaking story that you're reporting on here.
It is absolutely heartbreaking, Bill. Yes, I wrote it in the issue of the New American Magazine that I currently write for. And yes, it is so terrible what happened to this man. He was 49 years old, still lived in Texas, and he found out that he was very, very sick, and he required a lung transplant to stay alive. Otherwise, he would die. So the hospital told them, him and his wife, that he had to be fully vaccinated against COVID before being approved for a life-saving lung transplant. And he initially was against it, and so was his wife. They said that man, his name was Bobby Balloon. He previously had COVID, so he was not at risk of dying of COVID. Why is this policy even exist? So I looked up, and apparently, of course, the CDC recommends all patients who require any kind of organ transplant to be fully vaccinated, because their chance of dying from COVID are much higher than those of fully healthy individuals. They say the risk may be from 16% to 32% higher, as opposed to 1.6% among healthy individuals. So anyway, he did not want that, because, like I said, he had antibodies from the previous infection, but the hospital didn't care. They say that this is a protocol and he needs to follow that. And because he was really sick, he agreed to take the shot. And after the second one, he didn't feel any significant side effects. Besides typical achiness and feeling run down, but at this point he was not very well in general. So it was hard to tell whether those symptoms were due to the vaccine or simply a part of his health condition. Well, anyway, after he received the second dose, they decided to take a little trip not too far from Texas to Jamaica, and on the way back from home, a couple of days later, the man's oxygen level started dropping rapidly because he was on device, and only doctors who were traveling on the same plane were able to save his life. And by the time the plane took an emergency landing, he felt much better, but in a couple of days he returned to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism. It's a very serious and life-threatening condition. It's a blockage in one of the arteries in the lungs, and in most cases, it is caused by blood clots that travel to the lungs from deeper veins in the legs or other parts of the body. And the man's wife said that he regularly visited a doctor, and his vitals were taken very, very often, because the man was very sick, obviously.
Right, exactly.
So he was constantly monitored, and he never had any heart issues or blood issues, and yet he was. And we know, Bill, that Moderna shots and mRNA shots are associated with blood clotting and heart issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Moderna specifically, it's been suspended. Its use has been suspended in all Nordic countries already in Europe. And in Taiwan, they suspended for younger people, so especially for men younger than 30. And in Taiwan, they suspended the Pfizer jab for the same reason. And FDA and CDC, they recognize this issue with the mRNA shots, heart issues, especially in men. And they say it's usually typically younger men, but I've found the CDC presentation slides from back in June when they discussed the issue. So it says this risk of myocarditis, pericarditis, men suffer from that even if they are as old as 60, this risk remains.
Right.
So it's a very serious issue that the health authorities do not want to really investigate, it looks like.
Well, again, because this opens up, well, of course, they're scooting some liability here. And I got to imagine, there could be, but yet the rules and the laws being such, the way this thing has been so fast-tracked, as Big Pharma has been protected from a certain amount of liability here. So, you know, what is the wife going to do? I mean, she's lost her 49-year-old husband.
She said that she requested an autopsy to see what really happened to her husband, and based on the results, she will probably move forward with the lawsuit, I hope, because this shot, it looks like, killed her husband.
I'm sure they're going to argue. They're going to argue that he was in an airplane. That an airplane could what happens in the cabin. You know, with air. You know, with pressure and all that. That could have some deleterious effects on it as well. I'm sure they're going to argue the case. You know, that gets. You know, they're not going to accept any kind of liability. And this is again continues to leave the American people. In the dark, as these mandates and as these dictates come down from a totalitarian government telling us that you must do this, and for hospitals to, you know, force this upon, you know, patients in order to get a transplant. Now, I think it's curious that, you know, she's able to effect an autopsy. You and I were sharing off air, and the audience is familiar with Dr. Ryan Cole, who we've talked about on many occasions. He had done a presentation a number of months back, and this was when VAERS was reporting 16,000 people who had died post-vaccination. And he, as a medical professional, very well, you know, credentialed in every area, by his own admission, he says, yes, I spent a lot of time in school and I'm probably too smart because I know about all this stuff. And he's a virologist among other disciplines, and said that in his profession, autopsies are key. And he thought it was quite curious that of the 16,000 people who died post-vaccinated, that there was only one autopsy done. And that's quite telling, isn't it?
Yes, and back in summer, I wrote a story about a very prominent German doctor who said that we really need to perform autopsies on the people who died within a couple of days after receiving a vaccine, because it's usually viewed as some kind of coincidence. But it is very serious, he said, because we performed autopsies, he said, on patients who died of COVID, and it helps us to understand this disease a lot. To develop some protocols of how to treat patients with COVID. And now he said, with the vaccine rollout, we're seeing people falling very sick, experiencing all kinds of adverse reactions to the shot, and we're really and dying eventually. And yes. He said that we need to perform more autopsies. But as the German health ministry and authorities, they ignored his inquiry, of course.
And as they continue to ignore people like us who are naturally immune, my doctor made it clear to me. He said, I don't want you taking a vaccine. You are immune because you were exposed to COVID. And I've continuously gotten, a checkup on my T-cell immunities and how that's holding up. And they're holding up very solidly. And initially they said, the CDC and the government said, well, you know, if you've had COVID, your natural immunity could only last a couple months. Well, you know, I thought that was pretty pretty generalized with no backup data. And so I am, a one-man, experiment here and a study just to see, okay, how's this working out? In fact, I'm due to go back here next week to, again, measure my T-cell immunities to see how that's holding up. But the last time, very strong. And like I said, go ahead.
We have pretty good chances because my doctor says that they still found antibodies from the previous coronaviruses.
Veronica Kirilenko.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where it lies, all the information you need to know. And we're going to be talking about a new survey from Intuit QuickBooks that suggests 9 out of 10 shoppers are going to support small businesses this holiday shopping season. That's good news. Joining us today is the founder of Viva Fashion and lifestyle expert Carmen Ordonez, who is teaming up with QuickBooks to share information from the new QuickBooks Commerce Small Business Shopping Report on consumer shopping trends. Carmen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great news for small business. In addition to that, what else are you seeing this holiday season when it comes to the trends that are coming up?
Absolutely, Bill. Well, that's one of the biggest trends we're seeing, right? Consumers are looking to shop small, both locally and online. This means small businesses have a really big opportunity to drive sales and growth. You know, according to the QuickBooks Commerce Small Business Shopping Report, 93% of consumers said supporting small businesses is now more important than ever because of the pandemic. You know, fortunately, Bill, there's so many ways for us to support small businesses, you know, and to find them. You know, many of them are online, they're engaging on social media, so the opportunity for them to get new customers is huge. But what this all really means at the end of the day is, you know, shopping small isn't just going on Main Street. There are millions of small businesses just waiting to be discovered with that unique holiday gift. And I don't know about you, but I love giving as well as receiving just unique gifts that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, you know, really key to small businesses, what I'm hearing about is that mostly small businesses, they deal locally. So they're not dealing with a lot of these chain line disruptions like other major retail stores. And this is a great advantage for small businesses because they have the product on the shelf, don't they?
Exactly. You're not going to be faced with, you know, shipping, you know, all these shipping delays that we're experiencing now with the bigger chains. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I realized this as I was dealing with other small businesses. I go, that's exactly right, because a lot of their resources are locally, they're American-made, great ideas that are available. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, small businesses have really upped their game, and I think this is why they're doing so well. So what else can small business do to capitalize on this opportunity, Carmen?
Yes, well, they need to look for new ways to reach new customers, and they also need to find new ways to manage their sales. You know, maintaining an online presence is also very, very critical. You know, the QuickBooks survey found that nearly half of consumers that were surveyed said they stopped shopping at a store they visited before the pandemic because they didn't have an online store. So that's very important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, too, is we're finding a lot more activity online than previous years, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, a lot of people, you know, when the pandemic was happening, they didn't want to go out. They didn't want to be, you know, in big crowds. So shopping online was perfect. It's also very convenient. So it just makes sense that it's a really great opportunity to, you know, have that online store if you're a small business owner.
Carmen, what else are you seeing by way of the small businesses preparing so they can take advantage of this holiday season?
Yes, you know, well, as we talked about, it's very critical to have that online presence. You know, the good news is there's a variety of tools to really help small businesses better manage their sales, both online and in person. You know, one of those tools is QuickBooks. You know, as a small business owner myself, I love using QuickBooks. It helps small businesses not only manage their finances, but also manage their sales both online and in person through QuickBooks Commerce. But that's only half of the equation, right? You need to find ways to also get people to your website. You need to get that traffic going. So for that, I also like using tools such as MailChimp. It's really great for engaging your audience and delivering that right message at the right time, you know, through personalized promotions. You know, right now we just had, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So it's really great to take advantage, you know, sending an email with like 20% off, 10% off to really engage your customers to go on your website and shop.
Carmen, what people need to understand, and when I say people, I'm talking about the consumers here, is that this is a community effort here in buying locally and supporting small businesses, because when you buy locally, most of that money stays in the community. So it's a symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, there's a saying that says when you shop small, there's a family doing like a happy dance, you know, because it really does. You know, you're helping these families, you're helping, you know, these entrepreneurs that have these dreams. So it really is a beautiful thing to be able to support these small businesses. And like you said, it does stay in the community. And many of these small businesses, they're making these, you know, products. Some of them are even, they're handmade, that they're making out of their garage or from their home.
Yes, exactly. And this, again, the creativity that is expressed by small businesses there in your local community, they are unique. They're in many ways one of a kind, which, you know, are the kind of gifts we all like to give that, you know, has everybody talking when they get back to the office, and especially if they bring it to the office, because it's really special that way. How else can consumers support small businesses this holiday season, Carmen?
Yes, well, Bill, QuickBooks is making it so easy for us to shop small this holiday season. They've actually curated a small business guide to help shoppers find creative, bespoke holiday gifts for everyone on your list. So the QuickBooks Holiday Shopping Guide also showcases the inspiration of the entrepreneur. So when you go on the site, you'll actually even find like a little blurb that talks about the entrepreneur, was their inspiration, and it's just a really great way overall to shop small, to support these small businesses and buy their products online. So they have everything. They even have it by categories. So that's a really great option as well.
How big is this guide? It sounds to me like this would be a pretty good sized, you know, guide and gift suggestion resource.
It is. You know, they have everything from, you know, for the foodie, for the pet lover, for the fashionista. And the great thing as well is they have small businesses from all across the country. So you'll find, you know, businesses based in Vermont, in Florida, in New York. So you know that you're able to support, you know, businesses all throughout the country. You know, one of my favorites, and I think you might enjoy this one as well, it's a high-quality maple syrup. It's called Baird Woods. It was started by four friends who all share the same passion for high-quality syrup as well as preserving the woods in Vermont. You also have another woman-owned business based in Sarasota, Florida. She actually started Pet Treats, so perfect for the dog lover. And they're everything from biscuits, and they're made with high quality ingredients, organic ingredients such as oatmeal, sweet potato. You know, so you have all these really creative brands. You know, there's another one called Be a Good Person. You know, they make loungewear, everything from hoodies, T-shirts, joggers, and it's all about spreading positivity through their clothing. So all of their items have that same phrase, be a good person. You know, I really feel, Bill, you can go out in public wearing a shirt that says be a good person and not be a good person. So it really also motivates you to be a good person.
Exactly.
And that's just a sampling of the many small businesses they have in the guide.
We need more of that sentiment, especially this holiday season. And I believe that America is eager to return to that kind of normal, where the holiday is a time of peace, a time of brotherly love and appreciation, and as you say, happy dances, you know, for everybody. We're talking to Carmen Ordonez. She's a Viva Fashion and lifestyle expert, founder of Viva Fashion and a lifestyle expert, and she's teaming up with QuickBooks to share information from the new QuickBooks Commerce Small Business Shopping Report on consumer shopping trends. I'll tell you, this is absolutely awesome, and I love the guide. I love the options that are available. Carmen, how can people access the guide?
Absolutely, Will. Well, to check out the complete QuickBooks Small Business Holiday Shopping Guide, they can head on over to quickbooks.com/holiday.
Well, Carmen, you're awesome. You have a great Christmas, great holiday, and you know, we look forward to talking to you again down the road, okay?
Thank you so much, Bill. Happy holidays.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Yes. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And actor Antonio Sabato Jr. is with us right now. And he's standing firm on his Christian faith, surviving Hollywood and a new film. We're going to talk about God's Not Dead. Also, congratulations. You just got naturalized. You're a new citizen of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
Well, now I've been neutral. I've been since 1996, but I moved to this country in 1985. And mm-hmm. So I was legalized in Los Angeles in 1996 officially. I have dual citizenship, and I'm very proud to be an American Italian. And, you know, I'm dedicated to this country very much so. But 1985 is when I stepped in this country officially to live here. And it's been great for me and my family. I'm very blessed to be in this nation.
Well, what a history, Antonio. And I know normally you don't share this, but I appreciate you being open to talk about your great-grandparents who were murdered in the death camps at Auschwitz. This is all part of your legacy and the heritage that you carry with you and that is part of your family.
Yeah, my family has been through a lot, and I'm very proud to have the parents that I've had the pleasure and the blessing of having. You know, my father passed away about a year ago. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I miss him dearly, and my mother is great and doing phenomenal, and we're very proud of her as well. So, you know, this country has given us so much, and even an opportunity to be in a movie like God Is Not Dead, We the People, which is an extraordinary film that everyone should watch, and it's going to come out tomorrow. Universal is distributing this picture and through streaming and stuff, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm very proud of this film, so I really don't stop talking about it because I want everybody to see it because it's a special film.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about it, but just a little bit, if we can, a little bit more on your history here, because you
sure.
see this country going through this Marxist socialism movement, and with your background and all that your grandparents and your mother have endured, you have a very unique perspective on this, and you see the warning signs, and I got to imagine at times you speak with passion about these warnings that you're putting out to these kids that think that Marxism and socialism is somehow okay.
No, it's not okay. Socialism is something that has destroyed countries, nations, and certainly family has done a lot of damage to my family. And it will do damage extremely high in this country, so we got to get rid of it. I think people are misunderstanding that the concept of, you know, socialized medicine versus socialism as a whole, as a way that you run the country into a whole. You know, look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at all the nations that have been devastated by socialism and people in government. This is the fault of the people in government, but ultimately is also the fault of the people who are voting these individuals in power, and then you have to pay the price. I mean, look at California, for example. You have a governor who should not be in that place. He's the worst person ever to step in an office, especially for California, and is destroying that state every day. But it's not because he's a Democrat or whatever. You know, don't stop looking at the party. Start looking at the individual. Look what this man did to San Francisco. He destroyed that city, that beautiful, beautiful city, and now he's doing the same with California. You know, it's just the way it is with these government people run places into the ground, and they benefit themselves. That's just something that's been going on forever, and hopefully we will learn someday. You know, that's just what you hope for.
Well, and that's, in a sense, kind of ties into the movie, God's Not Dead, We the People. I mean, you know, it's not like it's all handed to us, right? Yeah, exactly. And freedom is given to us from God. But if we don't appreciate that and we don't hold to that value, then we allow men with their ideas to come in and steal our freedoms, don't we?
Well, you know, this country has been so great about developing a system that really works. And everyone in the world was following for a long time. And we were doing pretty damn good. But right now, things like that are happening in Australia, in Germany, Greece, Italy is to follow, France is to follow, and so forth, by mandating and implementing these laws that are forcing people to do something they don't want to do. And ultimately, that will turn into socialism and communism and tyranny as a whole, and government will completely rule with the military entire nations. It's just the way things go. The good thing about this country, the United States, is that we have the Declaration of Independence, and we have beautiful amendments like freedom of speech and so forth, and obviously our Second Amendment, and those cannot be touched. But there's certain people that are just bound to destroy it, and we just can't let that happen because that's the only protection that we have right now.
Well, no doubt the government's taking full advantage of COVID and scaring the heck out of people. Fear is quite the motivator, but this is what happens when you fear the wrong things. I mean, we're told to fear God, not man. But if you start fearing man, then they're going to encroach on your freedoms. And this is the 21st century America that we live in today that stands on the brink. And it's going to take people like you and me, Antonio, people with our backgrounds that you know, are willing to take up the fight for freedom. And it's not just for us, but it's for our fellow American that has enjoyed near 250 years of freedom. And I know you feel the same way. Here it is.
I do.
You've embraced it, and you're not about to let it go any more than I am. That I've been able to live under, you know, the Constitution all my life, and I don't want to let it go. I mean, I
never
joined the military to defend it, you know, and I still to this day.
Well, thank you for your service, first and foremost. But there's guys like you that are standing up, guys like me that are standing up for our freedom. And this is not about vaccines or no vaccines. It's about the fact that we are just every single day giving up a part of our freedom that cannot be taken back unless you're willing to fight for it. And once they take it all, they take it all. And they'll be knocking at your door for things that they demand. I mean, look at, like, again, I have to mention places like Cuba because my fiance is from there. So I know, and friends of mine and close family of mine is, you know, lived in that country and had to endure a lot of pain and sorrow. And so that's because of socialism. And those are scary moments to see that happening in our, not only in our country as a whole, but it starts from our family values, our school system, and so forth, you know. And that's why this movie is important, God Is Not Dead, We the People, because it's just really about freedom. How much are you willing to fight for if that freedom is being taken away? And the freedom for your children and your future. So those are important things to fight for.
Well, and that's the question of the movie. If your individual liberties are threatened, what would you do? And we're finding out right now because our freedoms are being threatened right now with COVID and other things. I mean, look, we've got political prisoners, believe it or not, in the United States of America because of what happened on January the 6th. And they're in prison. They're in solitary confinement. No due process. And who would have thought? I got to tell you, Antonio, we never thought in a million years this would happen in America. But it's happening in America right now. We don't have to wait to become Venezuela. In some aspects, we are.
You know, that's why I became an independent in the last few years, because I want to make up my own decision as far as who I'm voting for and who I'm not voting for. And those are personal decisions, political decisions, spiritual decisions. Those are decisions that our founding fathers gave us the right to have in our hearts and our souls and keep dear to us as a nation. You know, that freedom that you yourself fought for. That all of the people that have fought for this country and still are right now, and all the nations that our soldiers are at right now in this moment. And America stands for that light, you know, and for that hope. And when you take that hope away and you start degrading this country, you start putting it down, start making it seem like this place is just like any other places, and you start taking away those morals, that dignity that this country stands for, that's very dangerous, because who else do we have? What else do we have on our planet that stands for freedom more than the United States? No one. So I'm going to fight for it individually. You know, I tried in the political world, but, hey, you know, I am glad I'm not in it. I'm glad I'm making films and trying to entertain people and try to be a good person to my girl, to my kids, and my neighbors. And that's all I can do, you know. But as far as, you know, getting it out there, I think the best way you could do is be an American. Put your country first, God, and try to live a positive life and try to hope for the best. That's all I can do.
Well, he stars in the movie God's Not Dead, We the People, which is being released on DVD and streaming this week. There's bonus features with the DVD, behind the scenes with the cast, music video as well. God's Not Dead, We the People, Antonio Sabato. Why is this franchise done so well? I mean, this has been a successful franchise now.
You know, people want God. You know, I remember when our film came out a few months ago, and we only had a shot at bringing this movie into the movie theaters only for 4 days, because I guess that's the only slot they had, and they just threw it in there. And all those days, we were number one. We were selling out auditoriums and everybody. And I went from theater to theater around where I live, just kind of to see and ask questions to see, what made you go out to see this movie? And I asked just strangers and stuff, and I said, hey, they told me they just want hope. They want movies that are positive. They want a movie without any bad words. They want movies that can take the whole family with it. They want hope. They want God. They want family values. They want America to be put on a pedestal and be proud of it. All those things they told me, you know, and I could see that. Like, it made sense to me right away about that's why they all came out, because we haven't seen any of this in a while. You know, we kind of seen other things and the propaganda about really not putting country first. And, God Is Not Dead is a film that really brings the family together, and we need more movies like that.
Antonio, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on your success. God's Not Dead, the DVD, you're going to enjoy it. It's a four-movie collection, which is just absolutely awesome, and it starts streaming this week as well. Antonio Sabato, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.